podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Now, there's something I want to tell you guys, something I want to share with you guys. Tim, I don't want to overshadow the fact that you're having a baby, but I got a dog.
What?
I know.
Is this not for Tancast?
No, this is for Tancast. We did get a dog.
Then why didn't you wait until we fucking started the show?
Because this is Noah's cold open.
Yeah.
He's telling us he got another bitch, yo.
That's right. And I will not be calling her my baby.
Why is that?
I just think it's odd. Her mom was already like, oh, you're her daddy. I'm like, I'm not her daddy. I'm her owner. I did not fuck a little dog and have another little dog. So yes, we, do you want to introduce yourselves and I'll finish the story?
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah, I know how you like to.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound,
Expecto Patronum!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Hey, welcome to Tancast 150, 120. God damn it! No one's got all me discombobulated with this dog story. 126.
Yep.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm in the N in cold open.
That was funny. I'll give you that. You're an asshole, but that was funny. So what kind of dog?
It is a Chihuahua Dachshund mix.
Can you bring it in here and make it bark?
You know, oddly enough, it doesn't bark very much except when there's other dogs.
Huh.
Why don't you pretend to be another dog and make it bark?
I don't think it's going to happen. Although, weirdly, it was in a room with a bunch of other dogs. That didn't seem to bother it. But, like, when we... I don't know, maybe it's just bigger dogs. But, like, yeah, there's a couple other bigger dogs. So I was just like, arr, arr, arr. It's like, geez, calm down, dude. It's all right. I ain't going to do nothing to you. So, yeah, we had a long day yesterday. I initially went to go get my blood work done for my physical. Tim, you set your physical appointment yet?
Mm-hmm.
You lie.
Yep.
Anyways, and that happens to be where the pound was, so I was like, let's go check it out. We did not plan to get a dog that day, but we went to one. There's the county and the nonprofit one right across the street from each other. So we checked out the SPCA, and we're like, all right, this is cool dogs. And we went to the county one, and then it's like almost as soon as we got there, we went down the hall, and there's a lady walking two Dachshunds down the hallway. And Stephanie loves those types of dogs.
So does Tim.
Like, Lay's like, oh, do you want it? What?
So does Tim.
Stephanie kept mentioning that. So they're like, yo, you want to bond, you know, with them, spend time with them? I'm like, okay. I mean, they're cute, but they weren't very, like, excitable. Like, they seem kind of excited to give me attention, but, you know, they're just like, oh, Mel, I'm excited, but, you know, whatever, I'll play it cool. And it was two of them. So I was like, well, do you like them, Steph? So we're kind of deciding if we want to get some now. I'm like, well, I kind of like a bigger dog, so let's go. We went back over to SPCA and looked at this bigger dog that we saw, who was a pointer. And I liked him a lot. The only problem was he needed way more attention and play than I think we could have given him because we both work. Like, he was just, like, before we took him out of his little holding area and into the room, the first, like, 5 minutes, he just ran around the room in circles sniffing different things. Like, let me sniff this, let me sniff that, let me sniff this, let me jump on the futon. All right, let me sniff this, let me sniff that.
That's kind of how I was when I first came over to your house.
I'm like, Tim, get your head out of the toilet. I'm thirsty.
Tim suddenly stops in the middle of the living room. Wait. You have a backyard? Suddenly pawing at the glass.
I was like, sometimes I'd be in mid-conversation with Noah. So anyway, I was doing this comedy game. Squirrel!
I was thinking that. I was like, squirrel! So I like that dog a lot. He wasn't, like, very affectionate, though. He was more like, you know, hey, I'm a dog. Play with me. And then there was one dog we had saw before, which is the one we end up getting. So we spent some time with that, and she was very nice. She was, her name is Gretchen. She had, you know, she was energetic, and she was kind of had a Dachshund look. I can never say that word quite right. So it's definitely like that. And she's just very nice. She was very affectionate. Liked to, you know, cuddle.
Yeah.
So that is the one we ended up getting. So nice. Now we have a dog.
Well, now I will come visit you more often.
Although I was a little apprehensive because I'm like, I mean, it's not the same as having a kid, but it's the same in the sense, like, you know, you can't just go off and just do shit. Like, I'm going to spend, you know, hours and hours away from home with the dog locked in the house. It's like, you know, you got to think about, you know, oh, they have food. Did they be where they walked? You can't just go on vacation.
Eh.
I mean, not that it's not hard to remedy, but, you know, still.
I've been trying hard not to toss this in there, but that's why cats are awesome.
Fuck cats.
No, sir. Don't fuck cats.
Fuck cats and fuck people who like cats. That's right. I said it.
Apparently, this dog doesn't like cats.
That's because this dog is smart.
I got a feeling my cats could kick your dog's ass.
I don't know. He's,
It sounds like your cats are pretty fucking skittish and pussy-like.
Around people. Actually, one of them is around people. The other one, like, just walks right up to you like, hey, what's going on? You gonna pet me? Don't pick me up. I'll take your fucking face off, but you should pet me. I'm fluffy. Look at this. Look at all this. All this.
That's why I never visit Andy.
Oh.
Oh, it's not the 2,500 miles that separate us?
That's not helping.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, that's our exciting news for the week or weekend.
That is exciting.
It is.
I'm very happy for you.
I got, like, about a half staff going on over here.
She's a very nice dog. She's not... I mean, I think she is housebroken, but she was... she peed in the car. So I think she just needs to be reminded. So we had to get a little crate for her. But she seemed to do good in the crate last night. And I heard her wake up this morning, so I took her out, and she took a little dump and took a pee. And
was it cute, little dump?
Remember, beat the dog. That's how it knows who the master is.
Don't beat the dog. Just beat the dog. Do the Caesar Milan thing.
And white people beat your kids.
I'm the dog whisperer. I'm the dog beater. That should be a new show.
I'm the dog bruiser.
Instead of whack, whack.
Shuriken.
Hadouken.
Whatever.
Blah, 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 blah.
What
whatever
the
fuck that
balls?
Is when he's doing the spinny kicks. And he's talking for like half an hour after he lands.
It sounds like, Judith.
It's like, all right, dude, you're done.
It's like, talk. Should we do some tanny laughs?
Let's do some tanny laughs.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, because that'd be the bomb. Just write it on a fan mail and do us at yourmomandtancast.com.
Because it's now
tanny laugh time.
Today with our jokes, you know it's just such a crime.
So we're your jokes now, because it is
tanny laugh time.
Fasten your seatbelts, baby, it's
tanny laugh.
I've got one sent in from Trevor, our number one Hawaiian fan. Because it's fun, every so often I'll be like, I didn't end up posting this episode on Monday, unless you're in Hawaii. And apparently we do have someone in Hawaii who goes, yep, that was just for me. So, Trevor, you're doing it. he's been listening for over a year, and he decided to send in some tan laughs. And I decided to read them.
Excellent.
I hope he's doing a nice Hawaiian lady too. That's all.
Holy shit, my cat is strong.
You mean his odor? I imagine. Probably smells like pussy.
No.
Yeah.
And it's cheese, the girl cat.
Smells like pussy mixed with meow mix.
Is there any other kind of cat? They're all pussy girls.
Hey, kitty, get out.
Exactly.
I'm tan-cast
out. Get out, kitty. Get out onto the street and die.
Oh.
too soon?
That's horrible.
That's just the mean.
And I hate you a little now.
I kind of like cats.
I don't really dislike cats as much as I enjoy listening to Andy get upset as I make fun of them.
Yeah, I know.
Andy, did you...
So anyway.
Oh, sorry,
what?
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I was just going to ask Andy if he had saw that that video of the cat fighting the alligator or hissing at the alligator.
No.
It's out there, and I will send you a link later.
Expecto Patronum!
All right, so here are Trevor's jokes. What does a blonde and a turtle have in common?
So instead, he wins the race.
When they lay on their backs, they're fucked. What do you call a blonde with pigtails?
Tim's mom.
My mom's not even blonde, dude. A blowjob with handlebars.
How about just a wig she wears?
How do you fit four gay guys on a chair?
You stack them.
Flip it
over.
Turn
the chair upside down. You stack them.
Like they're Tupperware. New Tupper gays.
Well, they got that interlocking penis system.
Why does Helen Keller have holes in her face?
I don't know.
She tried eating with a fork.
Oh, poor Helen Keller.
And last but not least, yet another Helen Keller joke. How did Helen Keller's parents punish her?
By moving the furniture around.
No, they stuck a plunger in the toilet.
Oh, maybe she liked it.
Oh.
Because it's a few inches limits. Lower, and that's right in the vajayjay.
Thanks for decoding that for us there, Noah.
No problem.
That one was tricksy.
Did he send that just to you?
He did. That was all for Tim Babb.
All right. Can I go next? I'm going to go next. So these come from Jonathan. He actually sent it to us without signing it once and then resent it. So thank you, because now I know who you are. Read all seven jokes, just keep scrolling. Well, whatever email system you sent took out all of the new lines on my...
I saw that,
so
too.
So there is no scrolling. There's just one big block of text. So if I screw up and jump a line, sorry. Two fleas on a pussy. One's a burglar, the other's a junkie. How can you tell them apart?
I don't know.
How? Thanks. Thanks for jumping right in on that, guys. The burglar's hiding in
whatever.
The bush.
Welcome to my life, dill hole.
I know. The burglar's hiding in the bush, and the junkie's sniffing the crack.
Oh, yeah!
The most common sexual position for a married couple is doggy style. Husband sits and begs for pussy, and the wife rolls over and plays dead. The sex professor asks, do you know what your asshole is doing when you're having an orgasm? The woman replies, probably deer hunting with his friends.
Oh, snap!
Quote of the day, drinking non-alcoholic beer is like going down on your cousin. Sure, it tastes the same, but it ain't fucking right.
Ew.
Why do midgets laugh when they run?
I don't know. Why?
Because the grass tickles their nuts.
Grass does tickle nuts.
I think that might be lovely. I'm going to find some very tall grass and run.
Or you can just drag your nuts on the grass.
Ooh, I'm just going to read this. I'm not even going to read the end. Before I get to it. 98% of black men say they like sex in the shower. The other 2% haven't been to prison yet. I just saw 98% of black men. I'm like, oh, I know there's trouble on the next line. Man comes home and shouts, honey, pack your bags. I hit the lottery. She says, oh my God, what should I pack? He said, everything. Get the fuck out, bitch.
Oh, poor wife.
That's all of them. Life sucks for her.
Life sucks for many in these troubled times, Andy.
Indeed. Them tough times.
All right. Did you... Let's see.
Yes. No.
Maybe.
One time.
Did you do Thomas... Oop, maybe I shouldn't say his last name. Sorry, Thomas. You can bleep that out.
I don't know. Let me look. Tan laughs.
I don't
Thomas.
Think you did.
No, I didn't. It's okay. Not. Well, it's not marked with a star anyway.
All right. I will do some. I don't know if I'll do them all.
Hey, what a shock.
So this one's from... his email says Thomas, but he signed it Tom. So that means he likes Tom. So this one's from Tom. This one's for you, Tom.
Is it Tom from MySpace?
Yeah. He's Pratt. Everybody's friend.
I hate that guy.
What's he ever done to you?
He fucking
it's not
shows
his fault you don't have any friends.
So you get on MySpace, and everybody's in your fucking extended network because everyone's friends with goddamn Tom.
So?
You got no idea if it's like, hey, is this person like a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend of a friend? No, they're a friend of fucking Tom.
Who cares?
You should delete Tom.
Well, then what's the point of the extended network? Everybody's in your fucking extended network. It's like, oh, yay, you're a human.
We just delete Tom.
On planet... Yeah, you do that, but one of your friends won't delete fucking Tom.
I don't delete Tom. I stand by that decision.
Well, you know, now it doesn't really matter anymore.
All right.
I have a friend that works for MySpace. It seems like it's done well for him, but I'm just like, he announces stuff they're coming out with. I'm like, does it even matter anymore?
Yeah, they've completely changed their interface over on MySpace. In fact, it's like the logo, it's like my and then like an underline.
And then like nothing. Yeah, my blank.
Oh, that's retarded.
Yes.
My underscore.
Yeah, kind of what it looks like. But anyway... Back to Tom and his amazing joke of awesomeness.
All right. How many men does it take to open a beer?
None. It should be open by the time it gets there.
That's right. Ba-dum-bum. Why is the laundromat a really bad place to pick up women?
Maybe we have read these.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Are they sounding familiar?
Well, go ahead. Finish it off.
Because a woman who can't afford a washing machine will probably never be able to support you.
Yep.
Hurtful.
Sounded very familiar. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Why do women have smaller feet than men?
So they can stand closer to the dishwasher?
It's one of those evolutionary things that allows them to stand closer to the kitchen sink.
I was close.
How do you know when a woman is about to say nothing? How do you know when a woman is about to say something smart?
She starts the sentence with, "A man once told me."
Yeah, did we read these?
I'm pretty sure we did. I don't know why I didn't check it off.
Then I will uncheck that one. I remember there was a bunch you had read at once, but I couldn't remember who they were from.
Oh, maybe I didn't read all of them. That's why I didn't check it off. However, you are picking all the ones I read.
Yeah, well, I'll just leave them for you. They'll be your second part some later down in the road, because I'm sure you'll remember which ones you read. Well, here's a little fact from Jonathan. When a man opens the door of his car for his wife, you can be sure of one thing. Either the car is new, or the wife is.
Don't touch that, Jack.
I don't own the car for nothing.
You can get your fingerprints all on it.
Don't need your shitty girl germs.
I think we may have read this one, or a variation of this one. This is also by Jonathan. Biker rolls into a saloon in the middle of nowhere. The sign over the bar says, "Cold beer, $2. Hamburger, $2.50. Cheeseburger, $3. Hand job, 50 cents. The biker sees the super hot barmaid and says, "Are you the one that gives the hand jobs?" She says yes with a knowing smile. "Why, yes, I am." He leans over and whispers in her ear, "Then go wash your fucking hands, because I want a cheeseburger."
Yes, we have read a version of that.
Okay. Well, I'm
still
done
good.
For now.
You're like, I give up.
No, that's very earth conscious of you. You're just recycling jokes.
That's right.
You're kind of like Carlos Mencia.
Well played.
Oh, wait. I will do one more, actually. This one's from Gary.
We'll never get out of the Tan Lab segment.
You love Tan Labs.
I love your mama. Doesn't mean I want to do her every night.
This is called 18th Century Yo Mama Joke.
What? Who's this from?
This is from Gary.
Oh, you say that like I should know.
He said it just to me. The matriarch of your household is so robust, she should seriously consider an intestinal parasite.
Well played, my good sir.
That's
well
so delightfully
played.
Nerdy.
So there you are, Gary. You're doing it.
Well played, Gary.
His old tag was, writing jokes in the 21st century is too difficult. I'm going for an older crowd.
All right.
I enjoyed that immensely. The voice helped as well.
So here we are once again.
Anybody see Harry Potter besides me?
Nope, not yet. Probably will a week from today.
I haven't seen at least the last one or two movies for Harry Potter.
I apparently skipped one where a character died. And I was like, in this movie they were showing, you know, at one point they're just, Harry Potter's looking at files of some of people who've died, and that dude is checked off. And I was like, what? He's dead? And then I was like, yeah, he died in like the fifth movie. I was like, I must not have seen the fifth movie.
For some reason, I'm having trouble remembering which ones I haven't seen. They're like all kind of blurring together.
Oh, I will say I do have to retract my statement I made some time ago that all Harry Potter movies are the same. Like, they start out with, going to their house or whatever, and then they go to the school, then they see something magical, then there's a Quidditch game, and Harry Potter wins, and then whatever they learn that's magical somehow comes into play, and they solve whatever they're doing. This one, nothing like that. I don't even think they went to Hogwarts.
Was that a good thing?
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Not following that formulaic thing added or detracted from it, or?
No, yeah, I didn't. I just felt like I should mention it since I had picked on it in an earlier episode.
All right. Fair enough. It'll probably be a while before I see that one. I doubt I'll even see it in the theater. There is a movie coming out that I'm kind of excited to see in the theater, though.
The Adventures of Noah's Mom's Vagina?
Oh, no. The Tourist.
Oh, okay. I thought it was The Adventures of Noah's Mom's Vagina, so thank you for clearing that up.
I just saw a preview before again. The way they cut this preview, though, made it seem like Johnny Depp's character was like, maybe he knew a little bit more than he was letting on. And it could be that. It's totally not that. But, like, you know, they would cut scenes of him where he looks kind of knowing and is confident. I was just like, interesting.
They had a trailer for The Green Hornet in front of Harry Potter that made it not seem like a steaming pile of shit. But you know why? It was almost all the Asian dude. There was barely any clips of What's-His-Nuts actually talking.
I wonder why that is. I bet if they did research on that, I bet people are like, I like that Asian guy.
But Seth Rogen? No.
Yes, Seth Rogen.
Can fucking eat a dick.
In general, right. Or just in,
In terms of being a superhero. Like, gotcha. Also, I don't say this to my wife, although she may be in earshot. I don't think he was the right choice for Green Lantern, or at least the way they're going with the character.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. So yes. We dare not say his name.
Okay. He who should not be named.
The sexiest man alive, apparently, according to People's Magazine.
I don't know if he was a bad choice, but yeah, I don't know about the movie.
Hey, he's tagging Scarlett Johansson, so I think there must be something to that sexiest man thing.
Oh, I don't have any problem with the sexiness. Normally, him in general.
Oh, dude, have you seen the guy who, I can't remember her name is, but the Firefly girl, Mad Men girl, redhead, big boobs?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember her name, but she was, she was like a spice or a flavoring or something like that. Saffron in Firefly.
Have you seen who she's married to?
No.
Oh, I could not fucking believe it.
Is it like Shannon Elizabeth with her little hairy troll husband?
Kind of.
I mean, ex-husband, but...
Like, maybe this guy is charming, and maybe he's got some look that women dig, but I just was, what the fuck?
Maybe he's swinging some major pipe.
Although, yeah, that could be it, too.
And he's like an actor that I'm sure you've seen before, because I know I've seen him before, but I was just like, really? That fucking guy? Let me find out her name so I can find out his name. And you guys talk about yourself.
I think I'm about three clicks ahead of you on that.
All right.
Her name is Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
Oh.
And his name is Jeffrey Arend. Arend. A-R-E-N-D. Oh, holy shit. Seriously?
Seriously what?
This dude.
Send him a picture.
Yeah, here. Hang on. I'm just going to link you straight to the IMDb.
Expecto Patronum!
This must be how listeners feel when we talk about shit we're looking at, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Yep. I'm like, fucking get on with it.
Yeah, let's see. He was in Greek.
This must be why we're stuck in mediocrity.
What else has he been in?
Yeah.
Porn and Chicken.
Whew. His wife is hot, though. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it. Fucking that guy's doing something right. Because, damn, she's hot, and he is not. I mean, maybe he's okay looking, but he's definitely not Christina Hendricks hot. He definitely married up.
Yep.
That's how you do it. That's how I did it.
Yeah, the least geeky picture I see of him, he's about, I don't know, maybe a 5, 5.5. And she's like a solid 8.5, 9.
Well, good for him.
Good for him indeed.
Just like the fact that Macaulay Culkin married, what's her name, from that 70s show?
Oh, Mia
Farris?
Chick who does Meg's voice and Family Guy?
Is it Mila Farris?
Kunis.
Koozie.
What you want to do, Andy, is whisper that while we're both talking, so it's hard for us to hear.
What did you say just now, Andy?
We said Koozie. It sounds like you're saying her name is Mila Vagina.
Yeah, it is.
Alrighty.
That's all she is good for. Vagina.
It should be.
Delicious.
So, here's something I'm sure Tim has something to say about. How do you feel about the new Muppets movie that one guy's working on from How I Met Your Mother? And?
I'm excited about it.
Have you seen screenshots of it yet? There's like some floating out there.
Oh, no, I have not.
There's some scenes. Do you think he'll do a good job?
Possibly. It sounds like he has a genuine love for the Muppets the way they used to be, so I support that.
Yay.
Cool. I'm indifferent.
Well, that does not shock me in the slightest.
I'll see it, but I'm like, oh, shit, Muppets.
No?
No.
You're not saying, oh, shit, Muppets in a high, high squeaky voice?
Oh, shit, Muppets. This is going to be
color me not surprised. I'll tell you what I am looking forward to that I just saw a preview for. Cowboys and Aliens.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen the preview for it yet, but I
is
keep
it because of Harrison Ford or just it looks good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it also just looks good. And that chick from House who is hot.
Yes, that's what made me think. I'm like, that's probably why she's not in House anymore. Well, first it was Tron. I'm like, well, Tron seemed like it might be wrapped up and everything. And then I saw
she's
this.
She's also
like,
in something else that's coming out right now, or that's in theaters now or soon.
Oh, you're talking about The Girl Who Plays 13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you say she's in a third movie that's not Tron and not...
Yeah, it's not Tron or Cowboys and Aliens.
Huh.
She's been a busy little beaver.
I was like, that bitch is everywhere, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she's ever coming back.
I'm sure. Her name's still in the opening credits.
Yep.
I think that's what you said before.
That's still true.
Is Olivia Wilde said her name?
Yes, Olivia Wilde.
What do you think about the new girl?
She's all right.
I don't know if I really care for her.
All right.
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
We saw a Seinfeld episode that had Cuddy in it last night.
Oh.
She was playing. It was an episode where I think they learn out that women fake orgasm. And George is like with this one girl that who had faked it, and it was upsetting him. Olivia Wilde.
Thanks, Noah. Caught up with the rest of the conversation.
I didn't. Did you know her name?
Yep.
We said it.
Tim confirmed it.
Oh.
I said it like twice.
Well, there you go.
Nailed it.
Oh, yep. Next 3 days. I didn't know she was in that.
Well, now you know.
How did you know that? Did you see her in the preview?
The battle.
G.I. Joe.
Had you seen her in the preview, Tim?
Had I seen what in the preview?
Her.
Her. Olivia Wilde.
In the next three days. I couldn't hear what you said. Something about next 3 days?
Yeah. How'd you know she was in it?
What's the next 3 days? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
that's the Russell Crowe movie.
Russell Crowe movie.
Oh, yeah. I did see her in that preview.
Okay.
But the movie did not register enough with me to remember its name.
I thought it looked kind of interesting.
Nope. Yes. No, I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I don't care about it.
I was like, how do you feel about that movie?
Russell Crowe.
Like, I'm not going to see it in the theater. Or at all. Oh, you don't like
previews?
Russell Crowe, right?
I don't care about Russell Crowe. Yeah. He's bordering on indifference, but just enough over the edge to dislike. But not like an intense hatred like Jake Lloyd or something.
Uma Thurman?
Uma fucking Thurman.
You said Jake Lloyd?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Anakin Skywalker, dude.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
He just came out with the movie a little while
ago. Anakin Skywalker? Jake Lloyd?
Sorry. Wait.
Hayden Christensen is who you're talking about?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Get it together, man.
I can keep all these apes straight.
You're embarrassing yourself.
You guys hurt
me. Wipe yourself off. You're bleeding.
Has Jake Lloyd been anything?
You did.
That's not Jake Lloyd.
Worst Chris Tucker impression ever. Thank you.
Hey, man!
Oh, and I am soon to be outdone by Noah. Well, sir, kudos.
Well, where is Chris Tucker these days?
I don't know.
I believe he's on the island of Who Gives a Shit.
Probably hoping that Jackie Chan makes another buddy movie and that Owen Wilson isn't going to be available.
And very sad that Michael Jackson's dead, and so we won't put him in any more videos.
Yep.
Ooh, speaking of Michael Jackson, his new song dropped.
Expecto Patronum!
Yeah, you guys heard it?
This is going to be like one of those Tupac things, isn't it? Like, we're just going to keep hearing, 10 years from now, it'll be like, and up next, the new Michael Jackson hit. What the fuck? He's dead!
And Tim's okay with that.
It's good, though. Have you heard it?
It should just be the sounds of, like, worms munching.
I listened to a little bit of it. I didn't think it was horrible. I didn't think it was great either, though.
You're a faggot.
That may be so.
So, Tim, can you sing a little bit of it for us? Just do it a cappella. Come on.
No.
Well, then fuck you. What use are you?
Yeah, what use are you?
Well, fortunately, it's playing underneath right now for our listeners.
So sing along with it.
I can't because it's playing underneath for our listeners because I've linked it there in the future. In the future!
In the future! Get your little time machine out.
Future!
So speaking of previews, we saw a preview for The Cape, which I guess is coming to NBC.
Come on!
And looks like it might be interesting. It's got Keith David, the guy who says, I know it's pretty, baby, but I didn't take it out for air. And,
clearly a famous line in movies that everybody knows.
It's the best line from Requiem for a Dream. He's also the guy who said, a bunch of retards I wouldn't trust with a potato gun from
You think The Cape looks good?
It looked interesting, and it's got Keith David, and it's got Summer Glau, and it's got the guy, I can never remember his fucking name, but he played Paul Raines in 24.
I don't know, it looks, I think a lot of it has to do with the CGI of that cape that makes it look kind of crappy.
Yeah, but it's going to like take place in a circus, and I really fucking miss Carnival.
That's a stretch, my friend. That is a stretch.
I thought you were going to say like you really miss like actual circuses for a second. I really miss my days growing up with a bearded lady.
No, actual circuses are creepy, which is why I liked Carnival.
My dog has joined me.
Hello, Excellent. Dog.
She was like waiting by the door, I guess.
What's her name?
Can you talk to the listeners? No, you're not interested in talking, are you?
What's her name?
What is the dog's name?
Gretchen. That was the name she came with. I have no strong feelings either way. So, she will stay Gretchen.
You're very disinterested for a modern pet owner. You seem more like a pet owner from, like, the, I don't know, mid-1800s or so? Like, you really expect this dog to earn her keep, aren't you? Like, keeping away vermin and whatnot.
Oh, well, I mean, the name's not really that important.
Oh, the name's very important.
It's kind of important, but...
It's what you call her.
Yeah, but... Like I said, I don't feel strongly either way about Gretchen. I'm like, Gretchen's name. Gretchen's a good name. I don't need to come creative. It's about what the dog gives me, companionship and joy.
And you give her a name, but you don't give a shit.
You're not even holding up your end.
No, it's already on a tag. It's good.
Oh, that's what it is. You're just cheaping out. Yeah, you already got that on a tag.
No, okay. We actually had a tag made, and we're like, we'll stick with Gretchen.
Okay.
We discussed it. We decided Gretchen was fine.
All
right. Isn't that right, Gretchen? She does not seem interested in what I'm saying right now.
I'm going to call her G-Dog.
So there we go.
Oh, wow. Vinnie Jones is going to be in the cape. It's the guy who played Bullet Tooth Tony in Snatch.
Oh, I know who Vinnie
Jones is. So what
is
the cape for listeners who may not have heard of it? Or
according to
Tim's
Wikipedia,
who may not have heard
it is an upcoming American one-hour superhero drama series expected to air on NBC during the 2010-2011 television season as a mid-season replacement.
Oh, it's going to be on NBC. So
yes.
Yeah, it's probably going to suck.
Yeah, and then that's kind of what's got me a little concerned about it.
His cape has crazy, like, he teaches, like, someone teaches him the art of the cape, where you can do shit with the cape.
What does that mean?
Like, you can make it into a weapon, you can make it hard, you can make it soft. I don't know if it's like, oh, it's the material of the cape. The cape is now a certain material that allows you to manipulate it.
Yeah, so it's going to be like Spawn, except he's not undead.
And it's not magical.
And it's also on NBC.
Which supposedly Spawn might be coming back.
Interesting.
I didn't know Spawn left.
Oh, it left.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Well,
into the big landfill.
It'd be funny if it went to have kids.
Todd McFarlane tried to sue a bunch of the writers who had done different episodes and like created new characters. Because apparently he decided that just because he'd created Spawn, that anything else ever associated with Spawn, that he owned all that. So,
oh, I had not heard that.
He lost them.
Well, because the comic is still ongoing. So was it just suing people on the TV series?
No, it was Angela and Medieval Spawn, and I think Cagliostro and a couple of other characters were all created by... Neil Gaiman did a ton of them, but there were some other guys who created some characters, and he was trying to...
Just for the comics, though, or for the television show, was what Noah asked.
Oh, for the comics.
Okay. Because the comic was ongoing, and that didn't stop, but the TV show did, so...
As far as
I know, the comic book is still ongoing.
Yeah, a lot is still ongoing.
If for some reason those characters had dropped out for a while, like all of a sudden they're not in the series. So
Fair enough.
Got that going for you.
Yeah, you know, the fact that this is on NBC is really starting to turn me off.
Apparently Fringe is getting moved to Friday night, which is like the place where shows go to die.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because people tend to go out like on Friday nights. You know, there's, I don't know, 20-something or 30-something percentage.
But it seems like... Well, I guess the majority of people probably don't watch stuff on DVR.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is 20 to 30% penetration for DVR, so everybody else is still watching.
Okay. That's it?
And
that's
even
pretty
a ton
sad.
Of people who have DVRs still watch TV when the show is on.
Like, they never bother to, like, record it?
Like, they don't even think about using the DVR for time shifting. The only thing that, and I guess it's more like baby boomer, like our parents' generation, but...
So they just use it to, like, maybe jump back and pause, like, live TV? And skip
commercials. Like they got to run out of the room or a phone call comes in or whatever. But, like, yeah, they're just... it's, like, supposedly just, like, really ingrained in some class of user's psyche that, you know, that's when the TV show's on. That, like, they won't watch the TV show when it's not on. I have no idea when shows are on except, like, if they're all on at the same time. And then I just get pissed off.
Now that we only have one DVR, like one tuner to record stuff on, we are more aware of when stuff comes on because sometimes we will watch stuff live, but... Yeah. Well, yeah, when we had two tuners, it was like, fuck, I ain't watching that shit live.
Yeah, the only time we watch stuff live is if we're out of stuff to watch on a DVR.
And news. I mean, we watch news live. We like to let it simmer for a week. We record it. Watch a week later. Holy shit! Did you hear this shit?
Yeah, it was all over the news.
Yeah, I TiVo'd that.
I did.
Coming into work today the next day, sitting around the water cooler. Man, did you guys hear about Palin and creating a new word? Yeah. Weren't you here last week when we were all standing around talking about Sarah Palin creating a new word?
No, man.
Man, I can't believe that was the word of the year.
Did you watch SNL?
General answer to that question? No.
Yeah, but Anne Hathaway was the...
Oh, shit. Host. I forgot about that. All right. That should have been an exception.
You missed Anne Hathaway, Tim?
I know. I'm a bad stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the least of which is the fact that I haven't even gotten up my ass to even look her up.
Like, go follow her around anywhere. Go smell her trash.
So, did she play Sarah Palin?
No, actually, Seth Meyers doing the Weekend Update, which is probably available somewhere online, because they always toss clips up. He told the New American Oxford Dictionary, whatever, that rearrange those words until you get the name of the thing.
Fucking tell the joke!
He told them to stop rafing the English language.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, it kind of went on. Like, there was a long series of things. It's worth watching even without that. That's not just like the only punchline. But
apparently,
it definitely summed up his point.
Tina Fey got censored for making some Sarah Palin jokes at some event.
Was it her Mark Twain thing?
Yeah.
Expecto Patronum!
Yeah. Somebody who follows me on the Twitter was offended by it. Like, she said something like, Sarah Palin running is a great thing for women. Unless those women are... unless she just said a bunch of things that Sarah Palin is against that are anti... You know, that sort of anti-women... Like, unless they get raped and have to pay for their own rape kit. Or unless they're gay. Or I can't remember. But it was like a bunch of different things. And I was like, oh. And apparently people got all panties in a snit about that.
So she was repeating the jokes that Tina Fey said?
Did I say Sarah Palin said it?
You said someone... You made it seem like they were upset that Tina Fey had made the jokes.
That's what I'm saying. They were upset that Tina Fey made those jokes.
Oh.
And you said she was censored. So I was saying, I wonder if those were the jokes.
Yes, they were.
I'm glad
but
we straightened all that
she
out.
She repeated the jokes?
How would she have repeated them?
You said one of your friends was offended on Twitter, and I thought they had tweeted the jokes that Tina Fey had made. Is that not what you said?
Oh, so when you said she, you were assuming my friend is a woman.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, it was a dude. And they just posted a link to where it was written.
Gotcha.
All right.
Sorry.
Listeners, everybody straightened out as well?
Yeah, I totally wandered off and started watching that cat versus alligator video.
You should be listening to Hold My Hand by Michael Jackson and Akon, because that shit is brilliant.
All right.
That fucking cat is brave.
Yeah, it is.
And then I like how the alligator comes back and brings a couple friends.
Like, fuck yeah, this shit. That cat's hard fucking core, dude.
Hard fucking core.
People seem like they're awfully close, too. I'm like,
yeah.
Those are fucking alligators. Don't they run fucking fast?
I have been to, like, Louisiana and the Everglades. I have been, like, fucking all over where there are alligators.
Look at Mr. Worldly bragging about shit.
And, yeah, I mean, people just, like, walk around by them, and those are scary fucking dinosaur things. Holy shit, I just got to the point where two alligators came out of the water, and the cat took one of them on anyway. It's like, fuck you, and fuck your friend. I'll take you both. Oh, that was awesome.
I wish they'd show the part where the alligator eats the cat.
I totally thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that. But
I'm like, is this a fucked up video where that cat just gets eaten? Not too much.
The kitty goes back over to the kid like, yeah, give me some love. Did you see that big lizard thingy? I totally kicked its ass. I was going to make you a purse.
Give me a pound.
Perhaps pound is not the word you want to use.
I took it to mean fist bump or paw bump, you know, as the case may be. So, Tim, just to fill you in a little bit on what you missed, Anne Hathaway does... A pretty funny Katie Holmes and a hell of a Judy Garland.
Well.
I think my wife's got a little bit of a girl crush on her because they were doing a Wizard of Oz thing. And not only did she have the voice down, but she started singing. And it was like, you know, close your eyes and it's Judy Garland.
Cool.
Wow.
I bet that's what Tim's been waiting for. She's like, Anne Hathaway is almost perfect. But if she could just do a Judy Garland impression, I'm sold.
Mm. Then I would have a hard-on that you could hang a flag from.
And supposedly there's a ton of nudity in her new movie with
yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling Noah. I was looking forward to it. He's like, why? Oh, because Anne Hathaway? I'm like, no, because she gets very naked.
Because of Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, that's it.
But I was telling Tim that they've been adding, like, CGI nudity now. Like, apparently in Machete, not only did... Drug girl
Lohan?
Not get naked. It was like a body double.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yep.
You really gotta shout it. Otherwise, Noah's just gonna plow over you, not going, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. I know what you're talking about. Stop talking.
I think people knew who I was talking about. And Jessica Alba was CGI, like she was in a bikini and they added the nudity post.
Bullshit, right. I say.
So, I'm just saying.
Can I whack to it? That's all I care about.
So you don't care about the reality, you just care about the fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
And he makes a valid point.
You're like, I'm not going to even read the news on this. I don't want to know. Don't spoil it for me.
I mean, it's not as long as they're not shiny Jar Jar Binks boobs, and I can't tell the difference.
Yep. If they obey gravity, I'm good.
Whatever those Pixar wizards did with it, I don't need to know. I know it probably wasn't Pixar. I was just being funny.
You know what? Slap some tits on Gollum. I'll still be happy.
Oh, no.
No, that's gross. Could you imagine, like, Gollum falling its tits like, my precious! My precious!
Oh, man. the Supernatural from this last week. There's just this one part. A fairy comes in and is attacking Dean Winchester, and it's just this little, like, shiny point of light, like, you know, you would expect on a Peter Pan movie. And he leans in really close and just says, "Nipples?" Apparently the fairy was nude.
That's crazy!
It was. Oh, Supernatural. You're so silly with your speaking of the word nipples.
I stopped watching it.
Really?
Yep, weeks ago. Maybe
I stopped watching it before I started.
But
Sam
ago.
Doesn't have a soul now.
No soul, Noah. No soul.
Who doesn't?
Sam. The younger brother. He's
no
soulless.
Soul. He's soulless.
So what's that mean?
That means like he's wearing shoes and there's no more soul.
That like he literally doesn't give a shit about anything. Like, you know, he still enjoys getting laid and getting drunk and whatever, but you know, anything that would take some sort of like moral judgment, he kind of doesn't see the point on.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if I would use that word.
His character is very creepy.
If I really want to go back to it, I'll watch it on DVD when it comes out. But
sounds good.
Like, it's gotten to the point where the last shows where I just watch them because I've always watched them, and it's not like I'm like, oh, I look forward to this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a few shows I actually look forward to.
Goddamn, Modern Family was fucking hilarious this week. And what, Big Bang. I watched them both the same night.
What parts did you like about Modern Family, Tim?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember I was laughing a lot.
The flash mob made me almost pee myself.
Flash mob didn't really.
So did Sophia Vergara, like, absolutely right. Just crack shot with the pistol flipped over on its side.
That was amusing.
Yeah.
I remember when the Manny is making his speech at his thing, and he's talking about, it's like,
I was almost too depressed to come today. I realized I let my childhood slip away. Look at Luke there, making one big shot of three. Never change, Luke.
I don't know, that made me laugh a lot.
Wait, sorry, what was the punchline again?
Never change, Luke.
Okay.
And I love the, just like the entire time where Jay's telling Manny that he was like born 16 or something like that.
That's it? That's,
keep,
that's
keep
your story?
Keep calling him old man. Fuck you both. Let me have my fun.
You didn't get to any fun parts. You just stopped. That's like, that reminds me of this one time there was a chicken in a road, and then yep. You just stop.
Yep, that was the end of the story. There was a chicken in the road. You heard all you need to.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Sophie Vergara's boobs were very distracting this last episode, though.
Oh, fucking the blonde from Modern Family was on Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, she has nice legs.
Yep.
She was wearing like a miniskirt and she did like a kick up in the air where you saw almost like her entire leg. I was like, God damn!
She's a hot lady.
Oh, my son's going down for a nap and apparently he's being fussy, so I'll be right back.
All right.
The blonde girl, Howard's girlfriend on Big Bang Theory, she does a good impression of his mother.
Yes.
I was like, that sounded just like her.
I wonder if she does the mother. That'd be funny if like...
I was thinking that, but I'm like, that'd be kind of odd that they had this attractive girl doing the voice of the mother and like, oh, you know what? We'll make you Howard's girlfriend.
She's also hot.
Yeah, she is.
Yes. Write it down. Log it in.
I thought the one... fuck, I don't know why. I can't remember his name. Not Leonard, the other guy.
Sheldon?
Wait, no, it was Leonard. His girlfriend from a few seasons ago was cute. Have you watched any of the back seasons?
No.
Oh. Leonard had a girlfriend for a while.
You don't mean Darlene from Roseanne, do you?
No. It was some girl that I had never seen before. Like, she's not like a known actress. It lasted a few episodes, and then it ended.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was that.
All right.
There you go. I wonder if they're going to do a Big Bang Theory. Wait, are they made by the same people? I don't think they are made by the same people.
I can't answer the question because you haven't told me the second thought in your head yet.
Nope, I haven't. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
Oh, although they started offering Big Bang Theory online, if you care.
Oh, that's good. back episodes or just the current season?
Probably just the current season. I haven't checked, though. But for a while, they weren't offering them at all, and now they started to.
Yeah. Same with Shit My Dad Says. I don't know if they are offering it now, but I know they weren't.
I think in particular it was the guy who, the producer of these episodes, the guy who has that long paragraph at the end of the show.
Oh, he didn't want him online for some reason?
Yeah.
Well, fuck him.
Hey, Steph, Gretchen's coming out. I'll try to keep eye on her, make
boo-boo.
Sure she doesn't pee. I think she's
Who's
okay.
Who's that booly boo-boo, doo-doo boo-boo?
It's a boo boo, it's a boo boo.
Did you see Jim Carrey on Letterman?
No.
He was singing.
Oh, you watch Letterman but not Conan? You piece of shit.
I don't watch Letterman at all. I just watched the clip that someone had posted on Dig. All
right then.
He was singing Take On Me.
All right.
And then he was still singing the song, and he picked up, I guess, the mug they gave him, and he was trying to break it, but he had to hit it a couple times, and, like, fluid splashed everywhere, and Letterman's like, hey, what's going on? Don't do that. Like, he was all backing up, like, what's wrong with you? And finally it broke.
That's a good story, Andy.
It was funny.
Oh, I nailed you.
It was funny.
Consider yourself nailed.
Oh.
I'm going to call you Jesus, because you got nailed.
Oh, damn. I found out why my son was inconsolable.
Because he had no soul?
Yes. No,
He heard out he could not, in fact, save a ton of money by switching his car insurance to Geico?
No.
Oh. Well, then I'm out of ideas.
All right.
Do you have Geico?
Well, I have Geico, but that's neither here nor there. The cat breaking in, I shoved something underneath the door to keep her out, and apparently he tried to break in when my wife was taking him up, and whatever I'd shoved under there was effective against cats and children. So he was kind of crying on the way up the stairs, and about halfway up the stairs, my wife said to him, I'm sorry, Daddy doesn't love you anymore. And he sat down on the stairs and started wailing.
She said that to your child?
Yep.
Wow.
She was like, he was already crying. And it's not like he actually speaks English that well. But
oh, he
I'm
knows.
Not so sure about that, because now he's gotten to the point where if you ask him to say a word, he'll try to say it back to you. Like any word. He'll just try to sound it out. I think he understands more than what we're giving him credit for.
Probably.
He understands abandonment.
Yep. Yeah, and he was, you know, happy as a little pig and shit as soon as I picked him up.
You do love me.
Yeah, started smiling, gave me a hug.
Well, then he doesn't understand bullshit fake love.
That's true. That's true. He doesn't understand this is purely conditional.
He doesn't understand posing.
Ah, yeah.
Being a poser. Or being opposed, which is completely different.
Yes. Although Sarah Palin will no doubt think they're the same thing. I was telling my wife about that, and she's like, so wait, what was she like trying to create a new word? Or no, she's a fucking retard. She's a retard redneck hick quitter. She's a retard. She goes, well, how do you know? I went back and read it, and she deleted the tweet. She goes, oh, yeah, okay.
She deleted the tweet?
Yeah, yeah, like people lit her up for it, so she deleted. You know, we all fuck up words sometimes. Everyone's got their own little mix of spoonerisms. I think I was like 20 before I realized how the word bourgeois was spelled, was pronounced.
I believe you had a knockdown, drag-out argument once about the correct use, or whether or not irregardless was
irregardless,
a correct word.
Yep. And it only appears as an alternate misused usage. And, yep, that's still one of the great shames of my life.
Oh, Jesus. Shouldn't even be in your top 10, dude.
It haunts me.
And you should have a top 50. I'm just kidding.
Top 50 because they all tied for one.
Not the least of which, being friends with Noah.
Here's a shame and there's a shame and here's another little shame.
I knew Noah wasn't listening.
Awesome.
Yep.
No, I heard you. Being friends with Noah is awesome.
All right.
Yeah, I think puking in Rachel's bushes definitely qualifies.
By the way, bushes is a euphemism for pubic hair.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Oh. Never mind. Her sister listens. No, it wasn't.
I was about to make another inappropriate joke, and I was like, wait, never mind. Scratch it.
She listens? That's awesome. Hi. It's been a long time. I haven't seen
you guys. Well, okay. She listened. I don't know if she still listens.
All right. Well, if you do still listen, hi. I miss you guys.
We're going to have her on the show at one point, but yeah. we haven't worked it out yet. If she's still listening, maybe we can work it out.
Get on
right
that.
Right in.
Man, I miss all the old friends from California. It kind of sucks being all the way across the country from you all.
They miss you too.
Would you ever come back?
If I could afford it in a hot second. You know, like if I could get a place anywhere near the size of this, anywhere near somewhere where I could, you know, like find a job that would pay for said place. Or, you know, if I hit the lottery.
So why does it have to be the size of that? Are you just used to it?
Yeah, it's like we wanted to get a big place. We wanted to get a place where we could have, you know, like family come and stay. We wanted to get a place where we weren't going to be spending like, you know, 40% of our income on our mortgage. And we wanted to get a place with like a big backyard that our kid could run around in. And we have those things.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I mean, I think big places are overrated. I think you can do a lot with a small place.
I agree. You can do an awful lot with a small place.
And that's from a black guy, now, Andy.
I mean, like, we have a three-bedroom, and, you know, we could theoretically have, you know, family stay over if we wanted. And I never calculate, but I don't think we're paying 40% of our income on this house. But I mean, I don't know. Is the only thing you don't like about there is that it's far away from everyone, or is in general you'd rather be here?
I mean, there are other things. It's really, like, really green. It's really pretty here. Like driving around in California now, I feel like I'm driving around somewhere in the Southwest, like Arizona. Like, everything just seems so much drier. Like, the fact that trees are, like, few and far between, mm-hmm. and here trees are, like, literally weeds.
Not figuratively?
Yeah, no, not figuratively. Like, I literally have to pull saplings out of my yard from time to time as they're trying to take root.
Fucking saplings. Coming to this country, stealing jobs from American trees.
Yep.
That joke made no sense, but nope. Noah laughed anyway. I'm going to call it a win.
Yeah. I'm just laughing.
You're a total winner.
I've never lived anywhere else, so I don't know if I'd want to.
It's a trip. Yeah, I hadn't until I moved here.
Well, you at least moved from one side of the state to the other.
Yeah, and people kind of picked up on that, like the fact that I still feel that the names of freeways need to start with the definite article "the." So you don't drive up 5, you drive up the 5.
Isn't that more of a Southern California thing, though?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Saying. Is when I moved from Southern California to Northern California, there was still a little bit enough culture difference that people actually picked up on things like that.
Oh, gotcha.
It's funny, because I only lived, like, full-time in Southern California for 2 years, and I think I was saying the long before I moved there.
Well, you and I had also been friends since we were 15, and I may have just drilled it into your skull.
Yeah, that's what it is. I take all my cues from, like, what I need to do is talk like Andy talks, because that will get me the chicks.
That so, will get
what
me
are,
late.
What are January, February, March, and April?
Months.
Months, lean back a year. Lean back from the microphone. I couldn't quite hear how many consonants you had in that.
Months.
Okay.
I'm like, I intentionally said it with.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you. I've caught you before. I've caught you getting all the consonants.
Monothesis. I don't know if we've explained this on Tancast. One time, we were making a movie for somebody's birthday. Probably Irma, this girl I was into, and who was never into me. And nope. Now she's fat.
Suck that, fat Irma. Tim's still thin. Thin Tim, fat Irma. And justice is done.
And my wife is hotter than you are. Ha ha.
Yes, she is.
Double win for Tim. Anywho. What was this? His character was Andy. Yeah. But he had to say something like he'd been considering it for many months, and it was like he was like many months. Like it was just so like every consonant took a second to pronounce. I can't even duplicate it.
Wasn't that bad?
I gotta remember when I put the alarm sound in the show this week to not have it that loud because apparently listeners were complaining, but the alarm just went off and my ears are bloody, so yeah, I won't pay the bloody forward.
Okay, that's good.
Wait, you actually put the alarm sound in the show?
Yeah, just because it sounds awkward. When I was listening to the edit with nothing there, it just sounds like nothing's happening.
It's like a dog whistle. Tim reacts, everyone else is silent.
Yeah, so I thought I lowered the volume considerably, but apparently it's still too loud. So what? Maybe I'll just put myself in there going, hey, I'm an alarm.
Well, why don't, is it your phone?
Hey, y'all.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's been an hour.
You could put it on your phone and then just have your phone vibrate when the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
You can put your phone on your crotch, and then it'll just be a little bit of fun for you.
Yep.
Me, woohoo!
What do you think I'm doing every second of every Tancast, which is why the phone is previously occupied?
You're just texting yourself.
I thought you were key steering it.
Got it rubbing right against the old prostate.
Mm.
Just like Grandpappy
Nothing
used
like
to
an
do.
Ass call. You know, if you really work on your Kegels, you can actually butt dial somebody.
Well, there's a goal.
Yeah,
that's something to work towards.
I don't know if either of you noticed this email that we got, but the link to the ADHD information and natural remedies on sweet101.com that has the Cafe Press ad that includes the caution, Vitello is an underwear sniffer.
I believe that is because Cafe Press if you've been to CafePress.com and looked at stuff.
It shows you shit that you already looked at.
Exactly, because like it keeps showing me Tancast store stuff. I was like, wow, how do they know I liked it? Oh.
Because they're reading back the cookie that they set previously.
Exactly. I was like, fuck, that means other people are seeing this ad. Oh, no, probably not.
Clever motherfuckers.
Okay, I was like, fuck, that's random. I can't believe random people are just seeing our merchandise. Not so much.
Yes, but then when I looked at the sales for it, I'm like, oh, they're not.
Oh, well. Man, I got all excited.
Well,
I think I'm going to have to go find me some CGI boobies. Because that's a lie I can get behind. And under and in front of, in between.
Oh, did you guys see the? They may be totally down now because they were pulling down. But the there's naked pictures of Kat. Let me get her name right because Tim likes it. When I get the name right. But the girl from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Yes.
I didn't actually see the pictures, but I saw all the articles with. Well, they've been taken down. Go here, and then you go to that link. It's like, well, these got taken down, but go here. And these got taken down, and now you're just at a random site.
If you look at image search, they're still showing up in image search, so they're sprinkled throughout the net.
Thank you, Google. She got some tig old bitties.
Oh, fuck.
She's got some Bristol Palins.
Just Bristols.
I know.
Kat Dennings. That's her name.
There you go, kids. Google. Find the boobs. Enjoy.
And I think it was confirmed that they're hers because they were like, she owns these pictures. Take them down.
Yeah, that's pretty much confirmation right there. Oh, I was watching How I Met Your Mother the other day.
You are a liar.
Old episode from, like, the first, maybe second, I think, pretty sure first season. Ted's dating this girl called Victoria, and I kept thinking that this girl, Victoria, looked familiar, and I couldn't think of what it was. So called her up on IMDb, and I was just kind of scrolling through. And way back in, let me get this up so I get the year right. Maybe I'm not going to get the year right. Back in the 90s at some point, it showed her, oh, there we go, it says self, and I was looking as actress. Yeah, 97. Penthouse Fire and Ice video documentary as herself.
Say what?
Yeah.
Linky.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is just an IMDb fail and it's not actually her, but there's a link to the Penthouse Fire and Ice that says absolutely nothing about it other than Ashley Williams apparently was in it.
Expecto Patronum!
And that it's linked to, well, somebody named Ashley Williams maybe possibly was in it. And this other girl is named Ashley Williams, but,
Oh, there's no picture for her IMDb profile?
Sorry. There's a picture for her. There's no picture for the Fire and Ice thing. There's her picture.
Expecto Patronum!
Yeah, so I did a little more Googling, and apparently there was a...
I bet you did, you
penthouse,
sick fuck.
Penthouse Pet, I think, in 95 with that same name. Yeah, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't like actually find pictures, because apparently 95 is too early for people to have... obsessively scanned and put onto the internets.
Well, people need to get the fuck on it.
So, the series of tubes go through the whole world, but apparently they don't reach back to 95. September? 95? Whatever. Sometime in 95.
I do not remember her from How I Met Your Mother.
She was in, like, 6 episodes.
Yeah, apparently.
She made cupcakes. She was the girl Ted met and thought might be his soulmate at the same time that Robin had just turned him down. And, like, immediately after he starts dating her, Robin decides that she wants Ted. So, yeah, that's got to be, like, first season.
So, who is Bob Saget the voice of?
Ted.
Which character?
Ted.
Ah.
I don't know. People get on it, like, you know, why isn't he just doing the voice? Because he's already an adult. It's not like his voice is just going to turn into Bob Saget, but it works for the show.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. It wasn't. And, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, for a while I was like, oh, I wonder how long they're going to drag on meeting this mother thing. But after a while, you just kind of forget about it.
Yep, and every once in a while they like tease you with things like the umbrella, Ella, and whatnot.
Speaking of umbrella, I did not care for the Singing in the Rain and Umbrella mashup on Glee.
Yeah, neither did I.
It felt a little sloppy.
Yeah, although it's one of the only ones that they've done that I feel confident in actually calling a mashup. Where it's like parts of both songs like tightly interweaved and not just like... where we're going to do a medley where we sing like one whole verse of this song and then switch the music completely and sing a whole verse of the other song.
It sounded like Tim was going to say something.
I was, but I thought Andy was done, so I don't want to interrupt this flow.
Sorry, I'm out. Go for it.
There's an episode of Glee that I'm going to watch.
Which one?
The one after the Super Bowl this year.
Michael Jackson?
That's right.
All right.
I probably won't watch. I'll probably watch, you know, I'm sure it'll be online afterwards. That's probably when I'll watch it because, A, I'm not going to probably... You know, the Super Bowl runs however the Super Bowl runs, so I'm not going to be able to set the TiVo with any sort of accuracy, especially because it's not a TiVo, it's the Comcast shitvo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly not going to sit through the Super Bowl in order to watch an episode of Glee. Like, you've got me by a thread as it is. I'm not going to sit through the Super Bowl in addition to watching Glee. Because I'm neither hetero nor gay. I'm right in the middle.
You're somewhere in between.
Fair enough.
This is unrelated to anything you guys are talking about, but have you had issues where Facebook is refreshing itself?
Doesn't it do that fairly often?
I'm on Facebook so infrequently. No, I can't say that I have or haven't.
It shouldn't be refreshing itself. It should be just like a page. Like, it's like refreshing the whole website, like, you know, when you hit the little refresh.
Oh, not just the feed?
Yeah.
Then no, I haven't had that issue.
I wonder if there's something wrong with my browser. Okay, thanks.
You got a virus.
Could be Facebook.
It could be. It's been doing a lot. But even at work when I was using Firefox, and now I'm using Chrome, so it may be something with Facebook.
Well, I was going to say, there's certain things that you can get.
Herpes?
Like Adblock and whatever, that work fairly similarly on Chrome and Firefox, but who knows?
Herpes?
I do have Adblock for both.
Like I say, I do have herpes.
Yeah, no. I do have herpes. I have herpes for both.
I don't have the herp.
Gotta get the herp, man. Everybody's getting it.
Get the herp.
Pass.
All the cool kids are doing it. You don't want to be cool, man?
No.
Man. Just snowshoe up a nice cut line to that herp.
Herp.
Herp, you heard? Tim, you kind of hurt my brain there a little.
Well, then I have achieved what I wanted to. And that's Tancast for this week.
Goal achieved. I'm out.
I'm going to drop the mic like Chris Rock.
Unfortunately, that means I also dropped my headphones so I can't hear what's going on.
Nothing's going on. You didn't miss a thing.
Damn it.
I don't want to miss a thing.
That was random.
All right, good night, everybody.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of Tancast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You could also tell more strangers by going to our official Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast. You can find a link to it at Tancast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official Tancast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
We should probably wrap this up. We gotta fix up the garage so the dog doesn't have anything to get into.
That's a good idea.
Oh, we gotta wrap this up. I thought you said we should have brought this up. I was like, all right, well, bring it up.
I'm bringing it up right now.
Bring it up. Put it down.
Put it down. Put that cookie down. Down. Put that cookie down.
Put that cookie. Put that cookie down.
Who said you could eat my cookies? All right, we should wrap this up. Now we're just being silly. Bye.
Bye. Bye.